Susie, thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
You know, the Aleutians are home to such a diverse range of birds. The Nature Conservancy calls the Aleutians the number one hotspot for seabirds in North America.
Ah.
Can you explain to us why there are so many birds in and around the island?
Yeah, we really are bird islands. The Aleutians really are bird islands. And in the summer, millions and millions of seabirds nest here. But one of the things people may not realize is that winter is really prime time for birding. And it's because we're ice-free, and so a lot of the seabirds and sea ducks and waterfowl that don't go all the way south, they winter here in the islands. And we have some interesting endemic species, emperor geese, red-faced cormorants, Deller's eiders, that you won't see in other parts of the state. Also, because we're so near to Asia and Japan, the Aleutians are famous for having Asian strays and vagrants come in.
And I understand that we have a lot of visiting birders on the island right now looking for some of these rare species that have come in. Would you mind telling us about that?
No, I'd be glad to. We had that Typhoon Nuri back in November, and we didn't really get hit with any weather, but the weather systems must have swept a lot of birds up into the Aleutians, and somehow we were like in this, seemed like a funnel zone, because we started to see birds right after. Then we got this little bird called the Eurasian siskin. Mm-hmm. And that thing has been just kind of off the charts fun, because it's just this little yellow bird that's totally unsuspecting of what a stir it's caused. But people have been coming in from all over the country to see this little bird, because it's only the third time the bird has been documented in North America. The previous two sightings were on the far western island of Attu. So, and it's chaseable, which is kind of a birding term, but it's chaseable because it's really staying in the spruce groves that we have. It's a seed eater.
Yeah, so and we really have, their Sitka Spruce Park. Has the bird been seen anywhere beyond that in Alaska?
It's been seen in all the little spruce groves. So it's mainly been between the Sitka Spruce Park and the grove by the Mackinac Lake, or what we call the old OC shop.
The siskin is incredibly rare. Would you say it's the, you know, the rarest bird that you've come across in your years?
It is. I think it is. If you live in a place like this and you just pay attention, all kinds of birds will show up. And that bird wasn't anything that was on my radar at all. In fact, I was clueless when I saw it. I didn't know what it was. I had to haul out all my field guides. I was kind of stumped. And when I realized what it was, I was very excited. So they they call it a mega rarity, but they have a American Birding Association has codes, you know, that kind of tell how rare a bird is. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I put a post out about the bird and sent photos out and kind of put the word out to let people know. And within a minute, my phone started ringing and my email started flooding in. And they called it a code 5 bird. So I had to kind of ask, you know, off the side, what does that really mean, a code 5 bird? And they said, well, code 6 is extinct. So code 5 is like a very rare bird.
Well, you've been teaching about birds in Unalaska schools for years now, but this is the first time you've offered up your knowledge in a class for adults. And if mm-hmm. people register, what can they expect? It sounds like field experience is a really big part of this.
Yeah, I think for the most part, we'll just be doing some little outings and going out and seeing what's out there. But also I'd like to share some things about how to identify birds and kind of a little bit of field skills and maybe a little bit about binoculars and field guides and just birding tips. And I'm just going to kind of wing it and see what people want and need out of the class.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Susie.
You're very welcome.
Enjoyed having you in the studio.